This goes to Jonathan Daniels, DanielsPac. Fax 833-973-4701. Regarding Donald, middle initial L, like Larry, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Date of birth is 8/15 of 1950. Dear Mr. Daniels, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Brown with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, A to B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hypokalemia, and history of edema of the long of the lower extremities, controlled with diuretics, and the hypokalemia secondary to diuretic use. His last visit was July 14th of 2025. He had been taking metalazone 2.5 milligram three times a week, actually for about the last year, and he's really not sure who increased the dose, but we have noticed a worsening of creatinine levels since that change has been made. So we are going to put him back to twice a week use of metalazone. He'll use 2.5 milligram on Monday and Thursday. And so he understands that and understands the reason we need to do this. He's feeling well. He continues to work driving a school bus for Shepherd all through the school year and denies any recent hospitalizations or procedures. He is trying to lose weight, and he's currently on Ozempic 1 milligram once a week, tolerating that very well without any side effects. And he's hoping to have better blood sugar control as a result of being on the Ozempic also. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea currently. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he's got controlled edema of the lower extremities. That is very stable. Medications, I'd like to highlight the Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, the Proscar 0.5 milligram twice a day. His Lasix 40 milligram is 2 daily with potassium 20 mil equivalent, 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening. And the metalazone, we want him to take them on Mondays and Thursdays instead of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, as he had been doing. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 230 pounds. That is a 7-pound increase over the last 6 months. Pulse is 80, and blood pressure is 140 over 74. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, without ascites. And he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done January 7th of 2026. Creatinine has increased again. A year ago, it was 1.56. Then it had been in the 1.35 to 1.36 range. On January 7th, it's 1.61 with estimated GFR of 44. Calcium slightly elevated at 10.5 with an albumin of 4.8. Phosphorus 3.9, sodium 140, potassium 3.5, random glucose was 107, hemoglobin 13.7, normal white count, normal platelets, microalbumin to creatinine ratio unmeasurable because there's no protein or microalbumin in the urine. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with slightly higher than baseline creatinine levels. We are scheduling him for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder, with post-void bladder, and just to rule out urinary retention as the cause of the possible of the increase of the creatinine levels. And the patient does have nocturia 4 to 5 times per night. and that really has gotten worse over the last year, and he does have known enlarged prostate. Also, I'm decreasing the metolazone 2.5 milligram back to twice a week, so one on Monday, one on Thursday. And we are going to repeat all of his labs on Wednesday, February 12th, to hope that that creatinine level is back to baseline. But he's also scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan Monday, February 9th in Mount Pleasant. And we will continue to check labs every 1 to 3 months after we get these results in February. And he will continue to follow a fluid restriction and a low-sodium diet. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.